And welcome to the Godshow.us Daily! Tonight's Thundercard! Nobody paid to see. One scraggly hedge. One uncomfortable sidewalk. One question that crawled out of the suburbs and into this arena, demanding to know if silence is a virtue or a getaway car. 15 wisdom traditions. One neighbor who does not know you are here. The Godshow.us, where every block fight is a philosophy fight. And every philosophy fight ends in somebody having to walk across the street.
The Godshow.us is a free daily multilingual project. One question answered through 15 wisdom traditions every single day. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, when your neighbor's bad landscaping drags down the whole block, is saying nothing polite or just selfish? Here's what you stand to lose if you get this wrong. Get it wrong towards silence, and you've been slowly building a neighborhood you resent while calling yourself a good person. Get it wrong toward speaking, and you've torched a relationship over a hedge and told yourself it was civic duty. Both errors cost something real. When your neighbor's bad landscaping drags down the whole block, is saying nothing polite or just selfish? Judaism does not let you warm up first. Leviticus has this line, Lo tamod, you shall not stand idly by while your neighbor suffers loss. The Talmud doesn't ask how awkward the conversation would be. It asks whether your silence is costing someone something real. And here, yes, the dead grass, the leaning fence, the kids who stop cutting through that yard. The tradition calls one honest word, spoken by an actual neighbor, a mitzvah, an obligation, not a nicety.
Stoicism agrees on the obligation and completely disagrees on how you're framing the hesitation. It says you're calling cowardice courtesy. What is in your control? The words said plainly, at his door today. What is not in your control, and his pride, his rake, whether he ever uses it? You keep standing at the window doing the math on his feelings instead of managing the one thing you actually own, which is whether you walk over there.
Buddhism is the dissenting voice here, and it's worth hearing. It doesn't say, stay quiet. Yeah, it says, know who's walking to the door. It's just because there's a version of this conversation that's genuinely for the neighbor, and there's a version that's for the person who cannot stand a listing fence. Buddhism says that heat, the particular itch of someone who needs things resolved, that was yours before the hedge leaned. Some listeners find that humbling. Others find it a very elegant way to avoid ever knocking on anything.
The pop culture oracle went straight to Mr. Rogers, which, look, the Bitlands. Rogers changed into that cardigan on camera, slowly looking right at you every episode because the neighborhood required showing up, not tolerating. Showing up. The oracle is basically saying, you've been a ghost in your own block, and that's not a comfortable read, but it's not wrong either.
Islam brings the sharpest word for this, which is nasiha, sincere counsel. And it frames it as a rope strung between neighbors so neither falls alone. The prophet named it a right owed neighbor to neighbor, the way water is owed to thirst. Not offered when convenient. And then, this is the part that stuck with me, the tradition says your silence doesn't protect your neighbor from embarrassment. It protects you from discomfort. Those are not the same thing, and you already know it. Existentialism just nods and says, yes, own that. Stop outsourcing blame to politeness. The traditions that said speak, and most of them did, added a quiet caveat. Go as someone who lives there, not someone grading the block. Judaism calls it obligation. Islam calls it a rope. Buddhism just wants you to know which self rang the doorbell. Tomorrow we have another one.
Welcome back to the arena floor, where tonight's Nobody Bought Tickets undercard turned into 15 rounds of suburban philosophy. And the hedge is still standing, because nobody in this building owns a rake. If this show is part of your daily walk around the block, you can keep it free and alive by subscribing or supporting at thegodshow.us, the multilingual project where one question gets the full treatment every day. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. when generic web typography is letting you down? Refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The fence is leaning. The sidewalk is watching. Nobody graded tonight's conversation. But 15 very different traditions agree that the walk across the street is shorter than you think. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.